The Cat Named Mo Show, because vegans are annoying as f***.
Welcome back, Cat Named Mo Show.
I watched you change.
Be here till 6 o'clock. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Here with my co-host Jerrica.
Hola, hola.
We've been listening to Kendra Morris for a little bit, letting him take a break. I'm bringing my publisher on right now. By the way, I wanted to thank Rick Baker for coming in, and again, I want you to try and reach out to Rick Kreisman, if you could, see if we can get him on. I always like hearing both sides of the argument and or debate.
Yes, of
conversation,
course.
If you will. Matters not to me. I can't vote here. I'm a Hillsborough County resident.
Same.
But we are all part of one community, so what's good for St. Pete is good for Tampa, Clearwater, vice versa, and all of that.
He told me that I need to go check out the Saturday Market Place.
Saturday Market, yes.
Is that apparently the one really down by the water, the new one, the Pierce Market?
I believe that is. Believe it is. Yes, and that voice is Tara Richter of Richter Publishing. Tara, how did you come across the young writer known as Maurice Jovan Billington?
I don't really know.
How did he come on? Now, I've read the book. I find it fascinating. As a debut, it is incredible. You read this book and you go, surely this can't be his first. And yet I did the research and it is.
It is.
A portion of the eternal.
Absolutely. I think he reached out to me.
Oh, did he?
Like a year ago? I think is what happened.
That's enough of that question. Now, Tara, you've been... Somebody actually did. I was out at Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill, my South Tampa bar and spot, and one of the customers was talking about the book, and they had read it, and he overheard, and he goes, "You should get in contact with this person," and he gave me your name. I wasn't necessarily looking for another publisher, but it ended up, months later, or maybe a year later, that when I wanted to do the second edition, I wanted to change and bring in someone local, someone here. Not that you don't do books from people outside of Tampa, but my publishing house was in Colorado, and it was just not working out for me.
Right.
You've already done, incredible.
I've heard the horror story.
You know the horror story. How long has Richter Publishing been here?
Well, we've been in business for 4 years. But I've been writing and publishing books for 7 because those first 3 years were my own books that I did. I have the Dating Jungle series, and then I have the How to Write and Publish and Market Your Book series. So.
Now, as the author of the Dating Jungle series, what would you say to a young girl that's been in a relationship for 8 years without a commitment?
Eight years?
That's exactly what I said.
We are committed. We live together.
Now, they just moved in a month ago.
Who cares?
They just Tara cares. She wrote The Dating Jungle.
Whatever.
I wrote 3 books in the series.
Yes.
What you got.
So basically for me, after my experience, I've been married, divorced, been through lots of different relationships. At the end of the day,
what are you saying? You're out there kicking it out wide? are we getting a confession from one Tara Richter?
No.
Richter like to put it out on the street?
No, I'm just saying, I just turned 40.
Right.
So.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were like 32 or something like that.
I wish. No, I just turned 40. I'm a big 4-0. Actually, during Hurricane Irma, so she ruined my birthday. Thank you very much.
I did see the pictures.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. But, after 40 years on this planet and being in, different relationships and stuff, to me, it's whatever works with two people.
Thank you.
Because it's the two people that are involved.
That's a horrible book. I got to stop you there.
But no,
whatever works for two people.
Let her
for those two people. people whatever works, because everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that have are part of, you know, like the alternative
swinging
lifestyle. Yeah, polyamory, and like all that stuff. That's not for me at all.
Right.
But I used to have my own radio show. And so I used to interview people about relationships.
Right.
And psychologists and everything. And it really just boils down to what works for those two people. Because they're the ones that are in the relationship.
But what if
you're not in it.
What if they're both delusional? I mean, you can.
They're happy together because they're both delusional.
But she's clearly not happy.
She's clearly not in line to tell me what I am or what I'm not.
Well, it does depend if you're happy or not. That's the other point.
Look, whatever works for two people. Let me ask something.
If you're happy.
Tara, look at her. Does that look like a girl that's getting hit right? You know what I'm saying?
You're so inappropriate.
Does that look like a girl that's being satisfied?
I've like known her long enough to analyze that situation.
But you can tell. You're a woman. You wrote 3 books, The Jungle Dating.
It would take a little more time than that to find out.
Tara, you're being kind. I don't like it.
I am.
See?
And you're being gross.
See? What gross? I'm just trying to help
whatever.
You out. Get you satisfied.
I don't need you to get me satisfied, okay?
This turned south really quick. We're talking about publishing.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't even say the dating jungle. I just try to like leave that out of conversation.
I'm sorry.
I don't do that anymore.
So what made you get into the publishing game? Did you know was that something you always wanted to do? Write, and then you said, well, let me get into publishing because it will facilitate the writing, or was it the opposite?
Well, honestly, I'll give you the cliff notes of that whole story, because obviously it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
But I've always loved to write my entire life. That's been my thing. When I was little, I used to make books with crayons and like ribbons. So like I would write them and then actually physically make books.
Right.
So my mom, of course, kept all those. I have all these piles of books that I created as a child. And then I just took all kinds of creative writing courses that I love to do. But then I got my degree in graphic design. And then, you know, you graduate school and everyone's just like, go get a job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I want to be an author. And they're like, ha-ha, good for you. Go get a job.
Right. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
So I worked in the mortgage industry for a long time and I hated it. It was just soul sucking, you know, during like the refi boom. And then, of course, you know, the real estate buzzed.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't fun. And then I was married, and he didn't really help support my goals.
Well, how long were you married?
I was married for 4 years.
How long had you dated?
It was like maybe a year before, like together, like 5.
What does that say to you?
They were just together a year, not 8. Not a year, not 8. They did it in a year. You're 8 years in.
Shut up.
Their marriage outlasted you. It's not longer than your dating. What happened with the marriage?
Well, we just really weren't compatible.
I don't want to hear that. Give me the details.
No, we weren't. When we moved in together.
Why did you move in?
When we moved in together, when we were engaged, that was the beginning of the end. And I should have just walked away.
Well, give me the indicators. Give me the indicators.
Our lifestyles weren't the same. Our schedules weren't the same.
No.
I'm saying, give me the details. Like,
what do you mean your lifestyles weren't the same?
Okay,
did he eat people?
Almost.
what does that mean, our lifestyles weren't the same?
Well, the whole thing is that, like, okay, so he's from Nicaragua.
Uh-huh.
And because of his background, he had a different idea of how a man and a woman are to be together.
I bet he had the right idea.
No. And so he really just wanted a maid to stay home, cook and clean, and be barefoot and pregnant.
As I said, he had the right
idea.
That's
not me. I'm a business owner. I'm an independent alpha female.
Yes, okay, but Tara, let me ask you something. This is what fascinates me about you women people. Okay.
You women people?
Yes. You're telling me you went out with this guy for a year.
Yeah.
And none of that came out. There were no indicators that he wanted a subservient woman.
So the thing was is that I kept telling him, hey, look, this is how I am, and this is how, you know, I believe a relationship should be. And then he just kind of hid what he would kind of do things like here and there, but he really thought once we got married, I would just change and just magically poof, turn into this other woman.
Right.
But from the beginning, I said, this is who I am. I never lie about who I am.
Right.
I'm very upfront and honest. And if you don't like it, fine, bye.
Right.
But, you know, he just kept thinking he was going to change me or break me, and that never happened. So then when we moved in together, that's when, like, you know, it really hit the fan.
Right.
And
well, why get married? Okay, so you move in and you see it.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't have got married. I totally agree. We should not have got married. We should have not walked down the aisle.
Let me ask something. Because I know why you got married.
Why?
he was tearing it up, right?
No.
No. No, he
was. I mean, no, no, like, our sex life was good. I don't want to talk about it.
So then, wait a minute. So then what I just said was correct then, right?
No, but that's not the reason why we got married.
He was beating it up like it owed him money, wasn't
no,
he?
Yeah, that,
he
was. Well, that's maybe why we got engaged.
Cash that check. Cash that check.
Not why we got married. Honestly, I'll say why we got married. I was 30.
Uh-huh.
And all my girlfriends were married with kids, and they're basically looking at you like, what's wrong with you? You're like,
yeah, that's
you know?
Me right now. I'm about to be 30.
Yeah. So it's like, oh my God, you know, the big 3-0, what's going on? So I was just mission get married. I was right on that mission to get married.
But it didn't hurt that he was beating it up.
I mean, yeah, that helped a little bit, but.
Can we get past the beating right? it up part?
I know. It wasn't beating it up. It was a soulful experience.
Yeah, whatever. I saw the killing fields. I know how them Nicaraguans are. He was beating it up, girl.
But, you know, so anyway, it just, you know, his ideals of a marriage didn't mesh with mine. And then, you know, I'm an independent business owner. I was running 3 businesses and we were married.
Right.
He just had a 9-to-5 and punched a clock, but yet he was better than me. And I was like, I don't think so. Yeah. So it didn't balance, you know, we just couldn't mesh it. And
it took, okay, and so then you just said we're out. Do you talk to him now?
Absolutely not. I have nothing to do with him.
Oh, really? So it was that.
It ended very badly.
Oh, that's not good.
Hence why I wrote book number 1.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. So you end up forming Richter Publishing. And Richter, you are Richter Publishing.
I am. Tara Richter, Richter Publishing.
You're Richter Publishing.
Yeah.
And then you, after publishing, self-publishing, you ended up branching out to become a full-fledged publishing house by publishing other authors.
Yep, exactly.
And do you know how many authors you have on the roster now?
Oh, I know we have, by the time of the gala, we'll have like 60 books published.
Right. Which one's the best?
Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, yes, you can.
They're all like my children.
No, why,
like,
why
one
did you,
isn't better than the other.
No, absolutely it is. Are you,
yeah,
are
no
you
one's
nuts?
Listening.
Are
it's
you,
okay.
What, well, hold on. Excuse me, Jerrica.
No,
what do you mean one isn't better than the other?
I can
tell you that one is better than the other.
Okay, well, maybe this one.
Oh!
This one's the best?
What's that one called? A Portion of the Eternal? Wow. Interesting.
Portion of the Eternal listen. By this lovely gentleman, Maurice Jovan Billington.
Now, listen to me, Tara. You understand, and I know you have to be bipartisan here, but there are some books you publish that you go, this guy's a loser. Tell me, you know, you gotta. I know you can't say that, so I'll say that for you.
Hey,
this guy should never write again.
I get some manuscripts sent to me that are just, wow.
Right, right.
Out there. But, you know, my publishing house is different. I'm not like a traditional publishing house.
Right.
Where we will actually help them write the book and
absolutely.
Form it to make it into a good read.
Absolutely.
So if I get something that's kind of like, wow, then I'm like, all right, you fit into package 3 because it's going to take us that much more editing and rewrites to pull this together
right.
to make it into a good
book. Because ultimately, your publishing house is on the line. If you publish something that's complete garbage, you know, it reflects on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. What is, talk about this author's gala coming up, which is open to the public, correct?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's our 4th annual Author Awards Ceremony and Book Gala.
Author Awards.
So,
how many awards am I up for?
Well, there's 6.
I'm up for 6?
Well, everyone's up for.
No, they're not. They really aren't. Let me tell you how this works, Tara. They're not.
Everyone's up for an award.
Everybody thinks they're up for an award, but. We know that's not the case.
So anyway,
I love that she always says "so anyway" when she's trying to sidetrack from.
Yeah,
what
that's
you just
what
said.
I'm trying to like divert over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, we have this every year for authors that published that year to showcase them, and you know everyone's up for an award. So we have 20 authors showcasing their books this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a nice selection of people and some really awesome titles. We're gonna have drinks, food, jazz music. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's
jazz like, music.
Yeah.
Who booked that?
Me.
Oh, it was a friend.
Yeah.
needed a gig.
No, he's actually really good.
Ain't nobody trying to listen to jazz music, man.
Well, it's all like background, you know.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's
right.
background music
okay.
because this is like a networking event.
I'm
so everyone's like, you know, talking, chatting,
right,
obviously.
Right.
So it's just background music.
All right.
But so yeah, it's October 19th at the Hampton Inn Suites over by the new World Beer.
Okay, perfect.
By the airport.
October 19th.
Yep. Early bird tickets are $35. On my website, which is richterpublishing.com.
We'll post that up on the Facebook page. Yeah. But it's a Why is it a fun event for somebody to come that's not an author? Or I know why it would be great for someone to come that is a wants to be an author.
Yeah, because absolutely.
Obviously the networking experience.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just a fan of books, it's a fun time, right?
Well, and there's so many different like various titles. We have a lot of business books. We have like our attorney, Jerry Slutsky. He just published My Everything File,
right.
Which is a book everyone should have.
Okay.
It's compiling all of your affairs in case you die.
Yeah.
You know, eventually it's going to happen. So, you know, there's a lot of helpful books, a lot of things that people can learn, educational. We actually have our very first children's book this year.
Okay.
About squirrels. So
okay, very nice.
If you have children, you might want to grab a copy.
So,
and then this year someone's actually going to win a free publishing contract.
Oh, very nice.
For the first time ever, we had a writing contest. So.
All right, now listen to me. Let's get back to the awards that I'm going to win. All right, there's six awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I should be a lock for two. I've read over the six
Which
awards.
Which one? Which two?
Best cover. Nobody's got a better cover than me. I'm telling you that right now.
And, it is nice.
And,
I like it.
No, it's not nice. It's extraordinary. All right, don't downplay it. Not when we're on the radio.
It's fabulous.
Thank you. Can I get some love? Can Mo get some love?
You know what? I actually know the guy who designed it, which is so funny. I posted it in my author's forum, and I know Greg Harvey.
A great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Yeah, absolutely, yes. It's a brilliant design.
It is.
It's on many, many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, when I win the award, I'm going to take the book and hold it up to everybody that lost right up to their face, and then I'm going to slap them with the book.
Wow.
And say, do better. Next
wow.
time. That's a tough love.
Say,
that's,
do better.
Yeah, tough love. That's how this industry works. All right. Now, listen, I'd love to. I'm not saying anything, but I do think it's a very inspirational story. A young girl, victimized, that finds her way back with the aid of others, and then eventually just all on her own.
Yeah.
It's a tale of redemption that touches the hearts of every young girl that wants to be a woman. You can say that when you're bringing me up, by the way.
Oh, okay. Is that my speech?
Yeah.
No, wait. You can say that when you accept the award. How about that?
I'm just saying. All right. Is this
I'm
a formal declaration?
To read the second one.
Is this a formal declaration that I won the award?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
That's not what I heard.
Nobody knows
right.
besides me and my juries.
Who are the jury? I need to talk to them.
Editors.
I need to talk to them.
Editors on my staff.
Okay.
Everyone who's actually read the book.
All right.
So.
Well, if someone wants to reach out to you and find out about getting something they've done published or mm-hmm. getting your help in getting their book ready to be published, tell them where they go again.
They just go to richerpublishing.com. If they click on the Contact Us tab, they can set up a free 30-minute phone consultation.
Oh, very nice. Or can they go to the Facebook page as well?
Yeah, they can. If they send a message, basically we send them back the link. Because what I try to do is push everyone to do that 30-minute phone consultation.
Right.
Because like I said, I'm different than traditional. So I like to actually talk to the authors. I want to know about them, their book. You know, I'm not purely just judging it on the manuscript. I'm developing a relationship.
I understand that. We have gone back and forth. Now, did you find it very amazing how I got into the mind of a 17-year-old white girl?
Yeah, that was interesting. Absolutely. I'm like, we're going to research it different. But
don't you worry about my research.
No, but it was. It was. I was like, oh, wow. When I started getting into it, I'm like, okay.
Because
all right.
The whole book's written from her POV.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. From her point of view.
I wanted her voice to be throughout the book. So I was going to do, what is it? Third person is typically the narrative where every character speaks. That's third person, right?
Mm-hmm.
See what an idiot I am. I am right a bacon on it.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to be first person because I didn't want other, you know, I just wanted any of the other thoughts of the other characters to kind of be echoed through the way she would say something, because I love the way that she talked. So,
yeah. No, absolutely. It was really
well
written.
Remember that when you bring me up for the most incredible book written by a black guy posing as a 17-year-old white girl.
Yeah, I don't think I'll say that to everyone.
Wow,
but
Tara, what about Mo? Mo needs love. All right, get the hell
but
out of
no,
here.
But no, it was very well written. And I liked how you just showed and you didn't tell, because that's the biggest mistake new authors do.
I was going to ask you that. What is the biggest mistake?
Yeah, the biggest mistake is they tell and they don't show. You need to show and not tell, because this isn't a movie.
Right.
You know, you just can't like look at the scenery. You have to describe the scenery. You have to describe where you're sitting, how it feels, how it looks, and so that people can really feel like they're in that moment. So you did a really good job of that.
Thank you.
Only thing that I would change
is time to go. All right, that Kinder Morris is coming up next. We want to thank Tara Richter for coming in. Richter Publishing, people, it's a good place. We'll be back.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio. Ah, morning. The smell of coffee and fresh cut grass. And guess who farted? The Mike Calta Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.